My name is Jerry. I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. We would like to get your opinion on some issues. Harvard Kennedy School?
Okay.
Harvard?
Yeah,
in Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experience with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. The survey is only going to take a few minutes to complete. We're going to ask some sensitive topics, but in appreciation for sharing your time and opinion with us, you are going to receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey. Also, you're going to have the opportunity to sign up and participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview, which is for $50. So we are going to start with some demographic questions. And just as a friendly reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. So do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. What is the zip code of your primary residence, please?
02119.
Gotcha. Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something?
Male.
Gotcha.
Male.
All right. Thank you. How old are you?
51.
51. All right. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background, please?
African American.
Thank you. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a high school diploma.
High school diploma. Thank you very much. So the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Now, we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Maybe once per week.
Once per week, all right. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep?
Very frequently. Not often.
Say a few times. Okay, about once per week, or never?
Yes, more like never than once per week.
Never, okay. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few times a week, once per week, or never?
Never.
All right. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past few weeks, I'm sorry, the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling nervous, anxious, or on the edge?
I don't know, once a week.
Not at all. Some days, more than half days, or nearly every day?
Nah, some days, not often.
Some days, okay. Having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Once a week.
So, is that more than half the days, or nearly every day? Which one do you think?
Like once a week or so? Once a week?
Okay, once a week. So, yeah, the options are not at all, some days, more than half days, like nearly every day. Would you say that falls into some days?
More than never.
Or never, okay. Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all, some days,
never.
More than half. Never?
No, never.
Not being able to control worrying?
Never.
Never either.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask a few questions about whether you've been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
No. Diabetes?
I haven't seen a doctor in 25 years, so no. On all of them.
Oh, okay. All right. A substance use disorder?
Nope.
Okay. Overweight or obesity?
Nope.
All right. An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or the like?
Nope.
No. High blood pressure?
I think I have blood pressure, yeah.
You do, okay. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. So if serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together and do something about it? Would you say it's very likely, somewhat
very
likely, somewhat unlikely, very likely? Okay. Very likely. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, all right. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. Okay. All right, now I'd like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. The first one says, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
I totally disagree.
Right? Okay, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree, okay. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay.
Somewhat agree, gotcha.
Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind.
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Judge.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay? All right. Once again, just want to appreciate your patience.
How much time do we have here?
How much more time? Like maybe another 5 or 6 minutes, depending on how fast we go through this?
I'm starting to wear down. This is going to be a lot.
Yeah. Just remember, we're going to give you a $10 gift card if we complete the survey.
Yeah, I mean, $10 is $10. I'm not doing it for $10. Well, go ahead. Just try. Let's keep going.
Okay, appreciate that. You can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No. Okay, no.
No. All right. Stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
Yes.
Yes. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh. Ah, voce come anche le grazie.